Welcome to the latest episode of PI in a Pod. I'm Kim Dondo, and I'm here with Bob Campion, Senior Portfolio Manager from Charles Stanley, to discuss some of the findings from our recent research into investment diversification. Bob, your chapter within the research focused on how working with a fiduciary manager can help schemes better diversify their investments. Fiduciary management for pension schemes in the UK isn't anything new. Over time, we've seen providers diversify in terms of their approach and the types of schemes that they serve. Do you think fiduciary management is a mature market now?
Well, I agree it's definitely nothing new. That's certainly true. Some of the fiduciary managers have been providing that service in the UK for more than 10 years. We've been doing it for slightly less than 10 years. There's some fiduciary managers out there that have got a reasonably long track record of offering that service in the UK. But there's relatively few providers that have been doing it for more than 5 years or so in the UK, and certainly with a sizable bank of clients. So I think that it's growing quickly, but it's come from quite a low base where it was 10 years ago. But let's look at how it is now compared to where it was 5 years ago. The good thing for pension schemes is there's a lot more variety of options to choose from. There's a lot more fiduciary managers offering lots of different approaches, and that's really good news for pension schemes because it means trustees get a choice of the type of fiduciary manager that would work for them. Mm-hmm. And hiring fiduciary managers is not like any other investment manager. You've got to choose one whose style and approach is right for you. There's no right or wrong answer here. There's no way of telling which fiduciary manager is going to produce better results than another. You've got to find one that's right for you. And it's certainly really good that these days we've got lots of different flavors. That means that's more choice for trustees to choose from, gives them a better chance of finding a fiduciary manager that works for them. But I still think there's still some way to go. A lot of fiduciary managers are still starting up. I've got a small number of clients. There's still massive growth potential in the market. Still relatively few pension schemes as a whole use fiduciary managers. So it's got a long way to go. We could see some changes coming through in regulation as well with the ongoing FCA review. So the landscape's not settled down, but it's certainly moving in the right direction.
Okay. So there's been a lot of discussion from organizations such as the PLSA around the benefits of consolidation for DB schemes. And we're also seeing that in progress with LGPS pooling. Do you think consolidation can work for private sector DB schemes, particularly given that our survey showed that liability risk is a top concern for over 2/3 of the schemes?
So it's a really interesting question. Consolidation is tough, and that's why it's been talked about for many, many years and not really happened yet. Now, having said that, we've seen some important strides towards consolidation from the local government pension schemes, the LGPS. Now, there's a number of reasons why that's possible there, and that's partly because, number one, their benefit structures are all almost identical. They're all sponsored by the government, ultimately, or the taxpayer. The benefits get paid out very similar between one council and another, or local government organisation and another. And even having said all that, however, they're still not merging their liability structures. That's their assets they're considering pooling. And I think you mentioned the number of pension schemes in the survey that were concerned about liability risk or thought that was a high priority. Mm-hmm. It is a really high priority, and this is why consolidation is so tough. For the vast majority of pension schemes, they've all got completely different rules and benefit structures and processes for paying, and trying to merge all that stuff is really tough. Yeah. Even in the local government area, where the benefits are almost identical, they're not even trying that. They're just trying to merge their asset pools. Mm-hmm. Now, that in itself can have some really important tangible benefits. You can cut a lot of investment costs by merging your investment pools. But then again, you can achieve the same objectives by investing in pooled funds, where you're effectively teaming up with lots of other pension schemes or working with fiduciary managers, which are a bit like having a big in-house pension team that works for lots of different pension schemes. That's basically what a fiduciary manager is. So there's lots of ways of achieving the benefits of consolidation without lots of complex legal mergers, and that's the bit that, with the exception of the industry's law firms, I think we all fear will be expensive and possibly not worth worth all the effort, but we're not, although that's not sure about that yet. But the PLSA is certainly right to be pushing in that direction. The question is to what extent the benefits will outweigh the costs.
Okay. So Engage Investors survey also showed that loss of control over investment decisions, lack of trust in advisors, and transparency around costs were key concerns when it comes to using a fiduciary manager. Are these justified? And if they aren't, how can we change the messages?
Yeah, it's really interesting, the results of the survey there.
Yeah.
And I think those three elements that you mentioned, so that the top three concerns, just to recap, were loss of control over investment decisions, lack of confidence in investment professionals, and lack of transparency around cost. And actually, all three are very closely related. The reason why trustees fear the loss of control over investment decisions is they don't have enough faith in investment professionals.
Yeah.
If they trusted investment professionals more, they wouldn't be concerned about losing control. And similarly, one of the reasons why there is that lack of confidence or faith is because of the lack of transparency around costs. It's often cited as one of the main reasons why trustees don't have confidence in their consultants or their investment managers, that they don't quite understand exactly what they're paying for, how much they're paying, and what benefit they're getting from it. Now, that whole, if you combine those three together, what you build is a picture where a service that it could be really beneficial to, you know, a great deal of pension schemes that aren't using it at the moment. Trustees are fearful of going down that route because there isn't sufficient confidence in the industry to look after their interests. I don't think any trustee would doubt that a fiduciary manager would put more time into managing their investments than they would. A fiduciary manager is a professional investment manager that's looking after their investments every day. There's no question that there wouldn't be more time put into that or more expertise for that matter. Your trustee wouldn't doubt that the investment managers are more qualified than they are to manage the investments, in particular the big decisions like asset allocation. The question is whether you have confidence in them, given the amount of power that or authority you're delegating to them, that they do all that in the best interests, in your best interest, in your scheme and members' best interests, and in a way that you can check what's going on. Now, once that is established, once you have built a good relationship between both sides, once there is trust and faith, and once there is clarity over costs and clear reporting so the trustees can get the management information they need to ensure that fiduciary manager is doing the job that they asked them to do, then that relationship blossoms very quickly, and the trustees will, in many cases, many examples where pension schemes, having maybe been a bit reluctant at first, having finally adopted a fiduciary approach, are very pleased with the results. We've really just got to get over that hurdle of the lack of confidence, and what I'm hopeful for is that the FCA's review into investment consultants and fiduciary management industry as a whole will help to restore that confidence, because it's needed if the industry is to grow.
So this question, Maggie informed me, that is a bit contentious, so let me know if you want to answer it or not. If the Financial Conduct Authority decides to refer investment consultants to the Competitions and Markets Commission next month, how do you think this will affect the fiduciary management market?
Well, there's two sides to the fiduciary management market. There's the fiduciary managers who are investment consultants or are part of a business that predominantly is investment consulting, and there's those that are not. Now, the FCA review will impact everyone because it has a number of different elements to it, which includes recommendations about how fiduciary managers of all shapes and sizes should operate, and it talks about bringing strategic asset allocation advice under the remit of the FCA for the first time, which, although that is the case already for many firms, isn't for lots of other firms. So it's a very wide-ranging review. When it comes to the specific element of the investment consultants, I think, as I mentioned in my answer to the last question, there is a suspicion among many pension schemes they don't really understand what they're paying for when it comes to particularly the fiduciary managers, where they offer some sort of in-house funds or in-house advice and the whole thing's bundled up. It's quite difficult for the trustees to understand what exactly they're paying for, how much their fees goes to the different parties involved. I don't really think there's anything particularly sinister going on there, but if that is the concern of the trustees and that's holding them back from adopting fiduciary management with more conviction, then I would welcome the review. If the review is going to sweep away some of those lingering concerns, mm-hmm. Shine a light on what is a very important industry for the future, mm-hmm. make trustees feel more, give more trustees more confidence in understanding what they are getting when they hire a fiduciary manager, then that's got to be good news for all parties. And that doesn't mean to say there isn't going to be some pain and angst along the way. I think that's inevitably the case. And if it does go to the Competition and Markets Authority, that could be quite a long, drawn-out process. So rather than the quick review that we would perhaps like, it could be quite an expensive one with lots of chewing, throwing and consultations. It could be years before we get a decent answer. But if that is the only way of doing it, then I'm prepared to be patient about it, for that outcome. I'm not sure everybody in the industry feels the same way, but we're not really going to make more progress towards a more wholehearted adoption of fiduciary management, which I'm convinced is what the vast majority of DB schemes in this country needs, without some form of review like this. So I think it's got to be a good thing, as long as obviously it's done in the right way.
Yeah. Well, those are all my questions. Thank you so much for coming in and answering these questions for us and for the audience. I'm sure they'll find them very enlightening and very interesting. Well, thank you for listening to PI in a Pod. That was Bob Campion, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you.